Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. A handful of Venezuelans are planning a protest at a trade union building in Manhattan. This protest in New York is a commemoration to Hugo Chavez himself.
Chavez to reclaim socialism as another kind of system. The Bolivarian Revolution means the Latin American integration in some kind of socialist framework.
That's activist William Camacaro. Chavistas in and outside of Venezuela are preparing events and rallies in memory of Hugo Chavez 1 year after he died of cancer. Chavez was elected to power in 1999. He unified the Venezuelan left around him, drafted a new constitution, and stayed in power, winning 4 elections in 15 years.
Chavez, ya tú no eres Chavez. Tú eres un pueblo. Chavez se hizo pueblo.
Chavez is not Chavez. Chavez is the Venezuelan people. Talk about larger than life. That was Hugo Chavez in 2012. He reduced poverty and inequality in a country fed up with its corrupted elite. He supported leaders and international organizations that either opposed or ignored the United States, or, as he called it, El Imperio. His leadership style was divisive.
When Chavez came into power, we were only 4 or 5 years old. So that's the only thing we know. And it does not leave a legacy of democracy.
Maria Josefa Mendoza is a Venezuelan student leader in Washington, D.C. Many Venezuelan students like her will not be celebrating Chavez's legacy this week. He dismissed political opponents as fascists, and he was hostile to privately owned media in Venezuela. Chavez even attempted a failed military coup in 1992. New York University history professor Alejandro Velasco explains.
I think that it is accurate to say that there was an authoritarian strand in Chavez and Chavismo that had in part to do with a military background that seeks to impose rather than to negotiate.
Then Chavez himself suffered a failed coup by the opposition in 2002.
It's a mutually nurturing authoritarianism.
Chavez's overwhelming popularity came from a combination of things his successor, Nicolás Maduro, just doesn't have.
Charisma, high oil prices, and the socioeconomic conditions for a political base.
Nostalgic Chavistas still think back to Chavez's trademark baritone, like this hymn he improvised in one of his last TV appearances. Hugo Chavez died exactly a year ago this week. The commemoration of his death comes in the third week of violent protests against the government of his successor, Nicolás Maduro. Girish Gupta is a foreign reporter based in Caracas who's been covering the situation in Venezuela. Girish, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you.
So, Girish, it's 1 year after Hugo Chavez's death. Can you tell us what the mood is like on the ground today going into the third week of protests and how much this event is playing into the feeling on the ground?
The mood is very defiant. People are going to stay out on the streets. However, what Maduro will want to do is use the anniversary of Chavez's death to bring back the memory of Hugo Chavez and remind people why they did support him.
Is that what you're seeing is essentially not a ramping down, but rather a ramping up of opposition tactics in these communities that are saying they want the Maduro government to disappear?
Yeah, like you say, we're seeing lots of these barricades with trash, debris. And then across the country, we're seeing that same thing, but in much more force. People are really up for staying in the streets. And it's not just the middle classes, it's the poor.
How much support does Maduro still have in Venezuela? And are the Chavistas still with him?
They are not as supportive of Maduro now after a year. And Chavistas have said to me, although they're not necessarily out on the streets protesting with the opposition, they've said, you know, that they're not so keen on Maduro. Now, that won't manifest itself during the celebrations, of course, for the anniversary of Hugo Chavez's death. We expect seas of red across the country as organized by the government and as the government are so good at doing here.
We've also heard reports that are very confusing about what the government is doing vis-a-vis journalists. How hard is it for journalists to be working independently on the ground?
It's not some hardline Cuba or North Korea type policy that they have. But as you said, there's been a couple of TV networks that have experienced trouble. And we have had some foreign reporters who've been roughed up a little bit on the streets by the National Guard and even detained. The government is I think, being quite smart about this. They don't want to clamp down in a blanket way, but yeah, it is difficult for people to get information. People in Caracas don't really know what's happening in, say, Tátira, where things are much stronger. They can rely on social media, Twitter, YouTube and so on, but that doesn't really give an honest and verifiable account of what's going on.
So opposition leaders are calling for the Maduro government to step down. That's their hardline position. What alternatives are there at this point to solve the crisis?
Electorally, there's no way for the opposition to take power unless, of course, Maduro decides to stand down. They have the opportunity of a referendum in 2 years. For a lot of people on the streets, that's a long way away. People are talking about a coup on the streets. People want a coup, but it's very difficult to see that anything has been organized or decided to that end.
Girish, do you have any idea the possible role that the United States might play in this?
Well, that's right. On the streets, especially in the opposition camps, yes, people are wanting the US to get involved, and critics of the US in the government obviously suspect that the US is involved, and diplomats have been kicked out recently, as has happened so many times over the years. I don't think necessarily is too interested in what happens here, because despite all the rhetoric, the relationship between Washington and Caracas is very good. The oil is still flowing.
Thank you so much for all your work on the ground, Girish. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Girish Gupta is a freelance journalist based in Caracas. He's reported on Venezuela for the BBC, Al Jazeera, and NPR.